The Mona Mouse is a slightly enlarged computer mouse which plugs into the back of the television as long as it's got a SCART socket on the back of it. I've got a black and white mouse and it picks up everything in black and white, transfers it onto the television screen in much larger print, and is ideal for reading packet instructions, TID instructions, and very, very useful.
It's slightly going off the subject, but I'm interested in the family history, and my mum and dad always used to say, oh, you will never be able to see use the internet and be able to see the large print, the print that you would be able to use. So I was interested in really in my middle 30s, and it wasn't until about 5-6 years ago, and I asked Sandra at the library here, would it be possible for me to be able to do this, and she said, I don't see why not, with the help of the computer upstairs with the large print. So that's the type of thing that I always, if somebody says to me, you can't do this or you won't do this, I'll have a go at it, and if then I do need help and realise that I need to find out things for myself rather than take somebody's advice. But I will always welcome people's advice, but I would always want to work it out for myself as well.
At one time I did try a device called the Opticon, and what that was, it was, you had like a little camera that you ran across the page you were reading, but instead of it coming up on the screen, you had like a little pad where you put your finger and you could feel the letters moving under your finger. I tried that for a while, but I never got very, so I could read at a reasonable pace with that. But I've also got a scanner on my computer, so for some things that I haven't been able to get in an accessible format, I've used that as well. I used to find that the old talking book machine was a bit annoying, you know, the old mechanical one. Because it used to get to the end of a track and tell you to turn it over and press the track change button, and sometimes it didn't always do what it was supposed to do, and it didn't, if it wasn't wound back in, you know, in the right place, it wouldn't be in the right place on the other side, and I used to find that really fiddly.
Do you discuss equipment with other people that are visually impaired or blind?
Yes, I do. Yeah, and I think that's the way you find out about different equipment that's available. Because I've got quite a few visually impaired friends.